Welcome to Flawed and Free Podcast. This is the place where we save souls and set the captives free from spiritual bondage in deliverance and spiritual warfare. My name is Apostle Tina, and our mission is to help you win the warfare in your life by equipping you to sever spiritual strongholds, break generational curses, and find freedom from your now to your next. Join our community of freedom fighters through transparency to transformation in Christ Jesus. Make sure you go now, like, subscribe, and share. God bless. Ukoto remban kanti ala katandi keda bansu. Tuko remban takanti kela kata saya. Ika tan tuko sho tuko ton te de banti si. Konana man saran de kata ya de bansu. Rekato remba katandi de bansaya. Hi Tamira, how are you, woman of God? Nema saran ban tuko rebasi. Menta kanta kalo koto so la kata. Likato shoto komanti, kantiala kantasa la kantusa la geala mantasa, biketamban toko, hisa la makasun teketamala la lamansi. Take a moment, tag and tell a friend, let them know that we're live, we're online tonight, we're pressing through. Please forgive me, the enemy's trying to touch my body and my throat, so please come into agreement with me as we declare my healing in Jesus' name. The gates of hell will not prevail. No weapon against us will prosper in Jesus' name. So he's trying to touch my body. He's trying to touch my life, but it won't work and it won't stand. I'm back here for Tuesday night prayer. Raspy voice and all. I'm going to push through tonight. My spiritual daughter, Alexis, will be praying alongside of me and with me tonight to help my voice so I can press through and still serve and show up for you guys and for the kingdom of heaven. And so the Lord has given me some instruction tonight to pray another week of warfare prayers. And so we're going to continue that tonight. Tonight, we're focusing on the spirit of Leviathan, the king of pride. And we are going to be dismantling his operations tonight. The king of pride, Leviathan. I don't know a person in the world that has not had to deal with this strong man spirit called Leviathan. And corporately tonight, we're going to come together and we're going to partner as we yoke our faith with the kingdom of heaven. And we're going to destroy Leviathan tonight in prayer. We're going to destroy Leviathan tonight in Jesus' name. Good evening, Keisha, Vicky, Morning Praise, Akira, Christy, Krista G, all of the Flawed and Free family, all of the freedom fighters all over the world, Ashley G, Gwyneth, those that will come on, please share this broadcast tonight. Like and subscribe. Click the notification bell so that you know when we are live on Tuesday nights. We come on Tuesday night for Tuesday night prayer at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on TikTok and YouTube. And we got a few scragglers, a few people that pop in and out on Facebook. I'm not calling my Facebook people scragglers, but our team, they and the people that follow us come from Facebook and YouTube. So let's give me a second. I'm going to pray. If you guys have your prayer language, please please make sure you're praying with me as we're praying in partnership. And we'll proceed in allowing the Holy Spirit to lead us today. Glory be to God. One of the first things we want to make sure that we do is make sure that we're praying confessional prayers of forgiveness before God, because what we don't want are our prayers hindered in prayer. Ekato rambanta kalaba korobosundu korandi enebansu Rombo Corinda Kalaka Rambakasa. Recato Roson Tokori Mandala Banka Rende Katarande Katalaban Rokoto Son Tokorem Bandalaban Saya Rende de Basa. Begin to ask the Lord to open your heart and to bring to the forefront those that you need to forgive, to include yourself, to include yourself. And repent for anything that you've been struggling with, that you're concerned about, anything that you are looking to the Lord for to manifest in your life, the fruit of the Spirit. Just continue to ask God to help you in the areas in which you are bound and need deliverance, in the areas in which you are seeking His face in healing, in the areas in which you are looking to God to bring you to a new place, to a high place, to a bigger place, to a better place. Glory be to God. And just allow Him to have His way. Allow Him to have His way tonight in your mouth. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you in prayer as we begin to pray and as we continue to pray tonight. If you have your prayer language, let's pray together. Lord, forgive us, O God. Forgive us, O God, as you search our hearts in the name of Jesus. We confess and we repent this day, Father God, for hard-heartedness, O God. Father, we repent this day, Father God, for envy and jealousy, Father God, hurt, pain, betrayal, disappointment, Father God, in the name of Jesus, disobedience, O God, delayed disobedience, procrastination, O God. Father, we just ask right now in the name of Jesus that you will open up our hearts and minds to receive from you tonight, to not only to receive, but to have the strength that we need to press and pray until we see what we say, to allow the living God to fill us, to overflow us, to have His way in us. So we just invite the power of the Holy Ghost tonight in the name of Jesus. We invoke the presence of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that you will wash us and cleanse us of all unrighteousness in accordance to 1 John 1:9. Father, we ask for your forgiveness, O God. We thank you, God, that you forgive, that you redeem us, that you restore us, that you renew us, that you reconcile us, Father God, that you are for us. We thank you for your word says, who could be against us if you be for us, Father, in the name of Jesus. So Father, we just lay ourselves before you, our lives before you, Father God. We begin to service our altars in prayer and praise, Father, in repentance, Father God. We just give all that we are to you right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just ask, Father, that you will meet us in this place. Lay your anxiety on the altar right now. Lay your anxiety, every panic attack, everything that the enemy has used to hinder and to delay God's plans and purpose and destiny for your life. Begin to give it to Him now in prayer and uplift His name right now. Abba, Father, hear our cry. Abba, Father, hear us as we pray. Abba, help us, oh God, right now in the name of Jesus. Pankantora basanta kalabansi. Rende bankoto rambandalabanta kaya. Rembantankanto rembandi anamasu. Rembankoto rembanti alakata rabasa. Lentembandodoboko rembanalamansi. Rendalabakanto ramasaya debatsu. Rikoto ramamasaya. Holy Spirit, have your way. Katan diamasi. La katan tambanturam mandalabasi. For by His stripes I am healed in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, touch my throat right now in the name of Jesus. And loose your healing power. La kanturem bantialaka. Loose your healing power. Lokoto rembantante de bansu. Rembantandalebaka rambantalabansoya. He katanti lelebansia. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Pray. Hallelujah. Pray. Tikale manto rembantaya. Rimbankoto rimbanta. Lakatantika lakato. Rembantoko rimbantantala masaya. I bind the principalities and the powers in my region. In the name of Jesus. If you're able to type in the chat right now, I want you to type the city and the region that you reside. Because we're coming against the principalities and the powers in the regions that we reside tonight. We're making a declaration as we go aloud before the Lord, as we shift the atmosphere tonight in prayer in Jesus' mighty name. We are taking the territory and the authority that God has given us dominion in tonight. So I want you to call out your region. I want you to call out your city in the chat right now in the name of Jesus, as we uplift by the power of the Holy Ghost, the praise and the power and might of God, the resurrecting power of the Holy Spirit in the name of Jesus, for the omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent God that is here, there, and everywhere. And I loose the fire of the living God into Garland, Texas, into Fort Worth, Texas, into Duncan, South Carolina, into San Antonio, Texas, and the South Central region, into Palmetto, Florida, into Somerville, South Carolina, into Elizabethtown, North Carolina, into the entire Dallas-Fort Worth metroplex, into Atlanta, Georgia, into Chicago, Illinois, into St. Louis, Missouri, into Virginia, into Delaware, into Arkansas, in the name of Jesus, into Pisgah, Alabama, into Kansas City, Kansas, in the name of Jesus, into North Carolina, lovely lady 50 on TikTok, and for those that I have missed, the Lord is here with us. In the name of Jesus, we bind the principalities and the powers in our region in the mighty name of Jesus, in accordance to Ephesians 6 verse 12. If someone wants to put the scripture and or the into the chat, you can put it into the chat right now as I continue forth into prayer. We're standing on Ephesians 6 verse 12. I see Johannesburg, South Africa. We are sending fire into your region right now in the name of Jesus. Into Carrollton, Texas, in the name of Jesus. And I command the principalities and I demand the principalities to come down in the name of Jesus, in the cities and in the regions that we have mentioned, that we have listed, that we have spoken aloud into the atmosphere in the name of Jesus. Share this broadcast right now. The more strength that we get in prayer tonight, the more fire will be released, the more fire will be consumed, and we loose God's consuming fire as we come together tonight in prayer. I loose the fire of God into Pembroke Pines, Florida, in the name of Jesus. Tag a friend into tonight's prayer and tell them to come in, to bring their prayer language, to bring their heavenly language, to bring their authority by the might and the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's come together and let's break down the kingdom of darkness in Jesus' mighty name. I command the principalities now to come down in Jesus' name. Lord, release and loose your warring angels into Davenport, Iowa, in the name of Jesus, into Atlanta, into Johannesburg, South Africa, into Virginia, into Texas, in the name of Jesus. Father, loose your warring angels, your ministering angels, your no mercy angels, your angels of revival, in the name of Jesus, the awakening angels, the angels of breakthrough, in the name of Jesus. Lokoto Rambandaya. Hallelujah. Rembantia la kaya. Rembantoko rombomomoso. Bring the iniquity down of every profane prince to an end. I speak now into the atmosphere, and I command and demand that every demonic king, that every demonic noble, that every demonic prince, regardless of your ranking and your authority, we bind you now. Spirit of Leviathan, we bind you now. We bind and arrest you. We arrest your movements. We arrest your plans. We arrest your purpose in the lives of the people of God tonight. In the name of Jesus, and every spirit, oh God, Jezebel, Recanto Ramba Mama Masaya, Rambokoto Rendelamasi, bind yourself to the spirit and the strong man called Leviathan. In the name of Jesus, you king of pride, I strip you of your crown now. In the name of Jesus, we strip you of your weaponry now. In the name of Jesus, and we place all of your weapons and your crowns and your garments and your scepters, all that you have, all that you've taken, all that you've stolen, all that you have swallowed from the people of God. In the name of Jesus, I make a command and a demand upon the kingdom of darkness and every single entity, system, power, platform, business, and organization that is operating in the air, that is operating in the land, that is operating in the waters, that is operating in the underworld, that is operating in the other world and the netherworld, and every celestial spirit and every spirit in this that has worshiped. And every spirit that is attached to your star, every spirit that is attached to the sun and the moon, and every deity that is contrary to God, to come under the commands and the demands of Jehovah, Jehovah God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus that you will have your way. Good evening, my sister in Christ, Sierra. Thank you for your strength and partnering with us tonight in prayer. We bind the principalities and the powers in the region that we reside, in the states and cities that we reside. And Father God, we ask that you will move in and around and all throughout the nation and to the outermost parts of the earth, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for every colony that you have given us. I speak to the 7,725 colonies that have been given unto me as an authority and as an ambassador of heaven to decree and to declare your word tonight. For your word says, if we decree a thing, that it shall be so and it shall be established. So I take authority in the atmosphere for everywhere that you have called my voice to reach, here, there, and everywhere, and every city, and every region, and every nation, and every territory that has been given unto me and to your people. Father, in the name of Jesus, I loose the angels that are assigned to your commission right now in the earth as we go forth in prayer to bind, to break down, to cast down, to confound, and to smite Leviathan in the name of Jesus, and every entity and power that's working alongside of him, that's in contract with him, that's in oath and covenant with him, that's in agreement with him, that's in allegiance with him, that's in association with him, regardless of your authority, regardless of your assignment. I command and demand right now in the name of Jesus that all of you gather yourselves one to another as I bind you in rows and rows and rows and rows of flaming chains in the name of Jesus, and as the angels that are being dispatched from the four corners of the earth, from the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, in the name of Jesus, do your bidding and go into the respective places and spaces and wherever Jesus Christ will send you tonight, into the hearts, into the minds, into the homes of the people of God tonight, into the territories that you have given us tonight. Spread your fire like wildfire tonight in the name of Jesus. Smite the princes as the days of old in the name of Jesus. Father, Father God, we ask that you will loose your oil that breaks the yokes of bondage, that you will loose the oil that breaks the yokes of bondage off of the people of God. Let your oil flow in from the throne of grace, oh God, as we receive your grace right now in Jesus' name, and your mercy, oh God, for fresh and new mercy that are renewed daily upon our lives. We receive your grace and your mercy in the name of Jesus for those that are contending with your life and godliness, for those that are contending with your finances, for those that are contending with your future, for those that are contending with your spouse, for those that are contending with your ministry and your kingdom advancement and your kingdom movement. In the mighty name of Jesus, I command that every power and entity and every oath and contract and every unrighteous agreement that has been made, whether by you, by the sins of your family and forefathers, by your ancestors, all the way back to Adam and Eve, in the name of Jesus, I make a declaration and a decree today that every single evil altar that has been erected and serviced by satanic priest and or priestess, by every wizard and witch and warlock, in the name of Jesus, for every cloaked figure, for every demon of death, in the name of Jesus, here kantanamansu. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. He can ban so. Boko to shanta kan tanda. Le to bandana la bansi. Lekato rambantante de lelemanso rombondolobo sialaka lotsoti shelelemansa lantanda lakantandi rokotandanalamanso lelatanalamansa. Cut off the spirits of every prince and principality. Lakanto rambandalamanso. I speak to the entire marine kingdom and Leviathan, and I dry up your waters. Lekantandelemanso rimbandanalamanso rimbandalamasa. And I speak to every spirit in the desert and in the dry places and in the valley, and every desert spirit that resides in the valley, and I speak to every single hybrid spirit that can operate in the marine kingdom and on land. I strip you of your powers in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. In Jesus' name, I command that you cease from your labors against the men and women of God tonight. We dispossess and we dethrone the kingdom of darkness tonight. Leviathan, follow the commands that are given unto you by Yeshua in the name of Jesus. I rebuke and I bind all princes that will speak against you. I command and I bind every spirit and prince that will speak against your family, that will speak against your life. Lakoto rambanalamansu, rambonolamakanto ransaya, rimbanalamansi, rondolamansa. Mute the mouth of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus, as I yield the sword given unto me by Yahweh Gabor, the God of war. Hekanto rambanalamansa. I cut off the head of every hydra, of every hybrid, of every serpent, of every serpentine spirit, of every snake-like spirit, of every scorpion in the name of Jesus. Lakoto ramandaya rendelamansi rendelamankoto rendelamasa. And I shut down their surveillance in the realm of the spirit, oh God. I shut down all of their intel, all of their intellect, all of their devices. Lakanto rendelamansaya nekanto ramandalamasa. All monitoring spirits, all messenger spirits, every demonic doorkeeper and gatekeeper that has stood at the door of your destiny, in the name of Jesus, I loose fire of the living God. Fire, 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 fire of the living God. I strip you, those that are operating in the airways. Over every airway and frequency. And I align our movement and our mouth and our members and our minds to the mind of Christ as we pray tonight. I bind your minds, your mouth, your members recanto rambana la manso to synchronize la canto rambana la manso with me in prayer as we go forth, as we press forward, as we march la canto rambana la manso and take the territory and dispossess and dethrone the enemy and overthrow him in the name of Jesus la canto rambana la manso ya le cantando la manso. Lord, I ask you, oh God, to synchronize our steps with the rhythm of heaven, synchronize our movement as a military regime of generals of war and warfare in the name of Jesus as we, Father God, come together in a spiritual cadence right now. Align our prayers, align our minds and our mouths in the name of Jesus as we bind our minds to the mind of Christ. So as we pray the divine will of God synchronized and syncopated in the right timing, in the right season. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father God, align our cadence that it will shatter the heavenly realms, that there will be earthquakes that will begin to be released in the kingdom of darkness for each step that we take, that it will shatter, that it will send forth, Father God, consume them with the fire of God as electricity is consuming the powers of darkness. I loose the light and the weapon of light to consume and to expose the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. I yield the light of the Lord. Recanto rambana la manso. Left, right, left, right, left, right. Boots on ground. Left, right. I hear that in the spirit right now. Type that in the chat if you can. If you aren't on the floor somewhere praying. Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right. Synchronize our cadence tonight, Lord. Tekentana manso. I rebuke and bind every prince that would persecute you, every single prince in the name of Jesus. Lord, punish your princes with your power. Lord, loose your redemptive power by the blood. I see y'all in the chat. Left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right, left, right. Fire. Oh Lord, we come for Leviathan tonight. Synchronize our steps, 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 synchronize our steps. May each step create an earthquake in heaven. May it create an earthquake and shatter the heavens. Recanto randala manso, rambandala manso. Lord, loose your angels. Lord, loose your angels. Lord, loose your angels. Lecanto rambandala manso. Lecantandala manso. I loose the angels from units number 16. I loose the angels from units number 27. I loose the angels from units number 31. I loose the angels from units number 7 and 39. I loose the angels from units number 9 in the name of Jesus. Lord, wherever you send them into the respective places and spaces that they will not come down until the enemy is utterly, completely annihilated and destroyed and abolished in the name of Jesus. I send fire. Fire. Fire and more fire, fire, fire and more fire, fire, fire and more fire, fire, fire and more fire. I come for every satanic agent, for every satanic minion, for every angel of light that has disguised themselves in your life. And for every wolf in sheep's clothing, rendela manso, I expose you. Bind yourselves to Leviathan right now in the name of Jesus. Rumba nala mansa, and I break the head of Leviathan in pieces. And I loose the breaker's anointing over your life as you pray right now that the Lord will break that cantorandalamasa, break, 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 break every bond of the enemy off of you. Break. Break in the name of Jesus. Break the head of Leviathan now into pieces. Break the head of Leviathan in pieces. Punish Leviathan. The piercing serpent, the crooked serpent. Break, break, slay every dragon. And every dragon spirit that is in the sea. Tendele manso, slay, 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 slay. Tokontonde la masa, I bind and break every curse of pride and Leviathan from your life in the name of Jesus. Bekato rende la manso. Rambanalamanso rende kaya rende le benso rende la makoto randa rende le manso rende le manso. I put a hook in Leviathan's mouth right now and I bring him down in Jesus' name. Rende le manko rambanalamansa. Place your hook in Leviathan's nose and bring him down in the name of Jesus. De canto rende la manso ya la canto rende la manso. Smite Leviathan la canto. Smite him down now. Let not the foot of pride come against us in the name of Jesus. The Lord says that you would not even dash your foot upon a stone. So we speak to pride and the foot of pride, that pride will not come nigh you, will not come near you, and for pride to leave you and loose you and go into the abyss or wherever Jesus Christ sends them. Now, in the name of Jesus, we rebuke the bulls of Bashan in the name of Jesus, and we stand on your word in Psalms 22, verse 12. Rendela manco rambasa, rendele manso, rendana manso kata, rambanco tori, lantantela manso. Let's read Psalms 22, verse 12. Recanto remanala manso, remanala mansa. The word of God says, many bulls have compassed me. Ren strong bulls of Bashan have beset me round. Rendelamanso. I speak to every animalistic spirit and every beast. Recanto rendelamanso and every bull. Recantandalamanso. Remandalamanso. And we rebuke the bulls of Bashan in the name of Jesus. Rendelamankoto. Rendelamanso. Bring your people from Bashan. Rendelamansa. Bring your people from the depths of the sea. Rencanto ramba nala manso, rendele la mansi. In the name of Jesus, I continue as we press in prayer to dry up your rivers, to dry up your seas and your springs, and I loose the rivers of living waters. Rencanto la manso, rendele la manso. Rivers, 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 rivers of living waters. Flow, 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 flow. Flow, 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 flow in the name of Jesus. Rivers of living waters. I activate in your belly right now for rivers of living waters to bubble up. Springs in the desert. For every dry and dormant place in your body, in your life. Rivers. I lose rivers of living waters. Rivers, 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 rivers of living waters. I call forth a drought right now in the name of Jesus upon Leviathan's waters. I command and I call forth a drought. Le cantan de la mensoya, lentio ro, rondola la mansa, rendela la mancan, rondola la mosso, a drought, a drought, a drought, a drought, a drought. Father, send a drought to dry up the rivers, to dry up the seas of Leviathan right now in the name of Jesus. Rambondoloboko rambasa, rendele benki ala mansa, rendela banko rambana la mansoya. Contend with those, Father, that are contending with us. I rip the scales off of the back of Leviathan right now in the name of Jesus. I loose the strong arm of the Lord tonight, and I loose every fiery dart and every fiery arrow to consume every single demon that operates, that works in assignment, that's working under oath, that's working under contract, that's working in agreement, that's working in alliance, that's working in allegiance, that's working in association with Leviathan, regardless of your ranking and your authority, I command and demand that you will not be able to transfer duties nor pass down any powers to anything and anyone else in the realm of the spirit. I command and demand that any reoccurrences and any reinforcements, any demonic reinforcements, that any demonic vindications and any demonic vengeances, that they be destroyed and brought down to confusion. Lord, scatter the enemy tonight. Lord, scatter the enemy tonight as we have come together. For one can send 1,000 to flight, but two can send 10,000 in the mighty name. So, Father, I ask you now, as I make this decree in heaven, Father God, in Jesus' name, that you will multiply every mouth and every person that is partnering in prayer as we co-labor with one another, and as we partner and yoke our faith with the kingdom of heaven, that we manifest God's divine will that has been written in the book of destiny over our lives in the name of Jesus. Father, open up the libraries of heaven in the name of Jesus. Lord, everything that has been written on the scrolls of our life, let it come to pass. It shall be so, and it is established this day. Father God, I take hold of the hammer, and even as the battle axe of war, and I swing the battle axe right now in the name of Jesus, and I chop and I cut and I confound and I constrict every single demon and every single spirit, regardless of their ranking and their authority. I command and demand that you loose and leave myself, my marriage, my ministry, the people of God, those that I am called to, the souls that are assigned to my name, in the name of Jesus. Leviathan, you will die today by fire and by force, in the name of Jesus. Loose your fire, Lord. Loose your fire, Lord. Loose your fire, Lord. I loose now bombs and tsunamis of fire in the name of Jesus. Lord, I loose electricity and thunder from heaven in the name of Jesus. I loose the light of the Lord in the kingdom of darkness. Consume the enemy's camp in the name of Jesus. You king of pride, Leviathan, I break you in the name of Jesus. I consume you in the fire of the living God. I rebuke and bind the spirits of witchcraft that have been operating in your life in the name of Jesus. I rebuke and bind the spirits of intimidation and manipulation, coercion and seduction in the name of Jesus. Idolatry and seductive soul ties in the name of Jesus. I break every oath, an agreement and contract in the name of Jesus. Loco tondelamanso that is operating under Leviathan's power in the name of Jesus. And I release the redemptive power by the blood of Jesus Christ. Rendelamanso, the fire of the living God. I consume you now. I loose God's consuming fire, his refining fire, his purifying fire. Le cantandelamanso. I come against every spirit of vanity and egoism that is working with Leviathan, and the spirit of pride. I bind you and I arrest you, and I decree and declare that your works are now dead works against the people of God. They are now dead works in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that all that you have planted, that every seed that has been planted, that it will die now by fire, that it'll be consumed by God's fire. For every demonic tree that has bore demonic fruit and fruit out of season, I come for the tree, I come for the root, I come for the fruit, and I send fire to every tree, to every seed that was not planted by the Spirit of the living God, and I loose the fire of God to consume it now in Jesus' name. Consume and loose your fire. Fire the Holy Ghost, 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 fire in the name of Jesus. He can come by the Labosu, Rendaba Cantandala Manso, Ricantandele Banso, Rambala Mansoya, La Cantandele Manso, Jezebel, add yourself to these prayers. Ricantele Manso, Rendela Mansa. I see Jezebel operating with Leviathan, Ricanto Rambala Manso, and some people tonight. La Cato Rendele Banso, Rendela Banco, Rantala Banso, Rendela Masi. I release the spirit of Jehu and I loose the hounds of heaven, Ricantandele Manso, to consume Jezebel, rendela manso on every spirit of witchcraft, rendela manto, rembanala manso, rembanala manso on every spirit operating in alignment with Leviathan, in conjunction with the line with Leviathan. In the name of Jesus, I bind you and I arrest you in Jesus' name. Rendela manso, I command Jezebel to be thrown down and eaten by the hounds of heaven right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let canto every Jezebelic spirit of witchcraft, I bind you now in the name of Jesus, and I command that you cease from your labors against the people of God. I bind you in chains. I bind you in flames of fire. I struck and I strike you in the realm of the spirit. I sever the silver cord that has connected you to every witch, that has connected you to our lives in the name of Jesus. I sever the silver cord. Rendela manso, rembanala manso, rendele bantandele manso, rendela mansia, rendela basa, Leviathan, recanto rambanala manso, rendela manso, I bring you down. Rendela manso, cotonela mansa, rendela manso, I abolish your plans. Rendela manso, I disannul every ungodly covenant that you have made. Rendela manso, rambamama masa, rendela manso, ribanto. And I consume you now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way, Holy Ghost. He can tell a man so rembanalabasi. We thank you, Lord. Rendela man so rembanalamasi. I bind and I cast out. And then every mind binding spirit, le canto rendela man so that is working with Leviathan in confusion. And I lose clarity tonight. I lose clarity tonight. Le canto clarity of sight, clarity of vision, clarity of thought, clarity of consciousness, clarity of awareness. Le canto rendela man so. And I bind every wizard and witch and warlock and every sorcerer, every astrologer, every psychic medium and spiritist that has gained access and information to your life. And I bind and cast out all spirits of control of your mind and every octopus and squid on your mind. And I reject and I reverse all of the venom and or the ink that has been injected into your mind by these octopus spirits to paralyze and to numb your thoughts and to keep you in a confused state of mind in the name of Jesus. I reject and I reverse the curse. Le cantandele manso, rendele manso, rend the infiltration and the permeation of your minds in the name of Jesus. And I take your minds back and I place it on the altar before the
the Lord Jesus Christ, and I take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ Jesus in accordance to 2 Corinthians 10 verse 5 in the name of Jesus. La canton de la mansaya de la raboso. Every thought that is contrary, that contradicts, that contends with the will, the plan, and the purpose of God. Right now, in the name of Jesus, le cantan de la manso, consume it now, renda la manso with the fire of the living God. In the name of Jesus, le koto ramba na la mansoya, lantan de la banta, rondo lo boko ramba mamamasi, renda la manso leviathan. You are done, leviathan. You are abolished, leviathan. I dethrone you, and I dispossess you, and I possess the promises of God for the people of God, not only for myself, but for the future generations that have yet to come, for those that we are praying into the future to leave a legacy for our children and our future generation. I attach and I align and I assign these prayers to go forth into the future to cover out 1,000 generations into your futures in the name of Jesus. La cantanda la manso. May these prayers continue but beyond tonight's prayer in Jesus' name. Remba na la mantoya, la cantanda la mensu, remba na la mantia la kata, remba na la manso, leviathan, you are destroyed in the name of Jesus. Destroyed, 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 destroyed in the name of Jesus. You are destroyed in the name of Jesus. And I loose God's supernatural strength tonight to consume us, to fill us, and to overflow. He cantande le benso, rende le bansia la cantu, rende la banso, remba na la banso, remba na la cantande le benso. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way, oh God. Thank you, Jesus. Have your way, oh God. Alexis, you may come up and pray.
Si que le de bosuya na bate ko le de ba seka de boko toto boko la na mata. Si que le de bosuya le de boto koti ale de boso. Ye katibe kola na mata ya le bosuya la bata. Si que le de bosuya la bate ko le de ba si le de boso. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Si que le botuya le bosuya le de boso. Have your way, O God. Si que le botuya la base ko de be si que le de bosuya la bate ko le de boso. Father God, for every area that Leviathan was occupying, Father God, in these people's lives, Father God, I pray that you will loose your refining fire to refine those areas, O God. Si que le botuya la bate que le de bosuya la bate que refine every area, Father God, that was occupied and controlled, Father God, and manipulated by Leviathan and Jezebel and every other spirit, oh God, that was assigned and attached to these demonic spirits that have been called up and cast out today in the name of Jesus. Yeko tuya la base ko tuya le de boso. Yeka tiya le de boso ya la bate ko le de basi ele de boko to. We thank you, oh God. Si ke le de boso for continuing to go beyond this day, for continuing to go beyond these prayers and this battle, oh God, to continue to fight for us as we stand on Exodus, Father God, 14:14, where we know that your word says that we have to, Father God, just be still as you will fight for us in the name of Jesus. Si ke le beko tuya la base ko tuya le base ko de beko. So, Father God, right now, Father God, as you are fighting our battle, we posture our hearts, oh God, to begin, Father God, to praise you, oh God. We praise you, Father God, for the victory. We praise you, Father God, for the yokes of bondage, Father God, being broken this day in the name of Jesus. Father God, we praise you in the name of Jesus, Father God, for rescuing us, Father God, from the one who is trying to devour us, oh God. We thank you, oh God, for being greater, Father God, than every power, than every principality, Father God, than every spiritual wickedness in heavenly places, oh God. We give you glory, oh God. We praise you, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for rescuing us, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for being our strong tower. Father God, we thank you for being our mind regulator. And right now, Father God, I bind each and every, Father God, person under the sound of my voice's mind to the mind of Christ Jesus. I bind everyone's mind to the mind of Christ Jesus, Father God, and I declare that, Father God, no devil, no witch, no warlock should be able to manipulate their minds. Oh God, every power of the octopus spirit, every power of Leviathan, every power of witchcraft, every occultic curse that was cast on their mind, Father God, to cause any web of confusion, to cause any web of lies, Father God, we tear them down now in the name of Jesus, and we cast them into the abyss, never to return to these people, and we bind their minds to the mind of Christ Jesus, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We cast down every strong tower in their mind, Father God. We cast down, Father God, every lie, Father God, all deception in their mind, oh God. We cast it down now. And we thank you that the same mind that is in Christ Jesus is the same mind that is in each and every person under the sound of my voice, each and every person that will come across this live and catch the replay. We thank you, Father God, for the mind that is in them being the same mind that is in Christ Jesus. So have your way, Holy Spirit. We praise you, God, because we know that prayer and praise confuses the enemy, oh God. So we praise you now in the name of Jesus. As our praise is confusing the enemy, oh God, I pray that their confusion will cause them, Father God, to smite one another in the name of Jesus. Every devil, every witch, every warlock, every principality, Father God, that was coming up against us, Father God, may they begin to come up against one another as our praise and our prayers confuses and confounds the enemy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We praise you, Abba. We praise you, oh God. We thank you, God, for you are victorious, oh God. You have never lost a battle, and you never will, oh God. You have a spotless track record. There is no power that can defeat you, oh God. For your son defeated it all on the cross when he said, it is finished. So we stand on the finished works of Jesus Christ on the cross at Calvary, saying that everything, Father God, that tries to come up against us must come. I'm subject to the word of God that says it is finished in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I bind and rebuke and Father God, cast down any forms of backlash and retaliation against anybody that partnered in prayer tonight, against Apostle Tina, against any person, Father God, that will come across this live, Father God, or even catch it on Facebook or YouTube, on TikTok, wherever it may be posted. Father God, no backlash shall come nigh their dwelling in the name of Jesus. No retaliation shall come nigh their dwelling in the name of Jesus. I pray that you put a hedge of fire and protection around us all. Father God, I pray you will cover us in stealth mode in the realm of the spirit, oh God, and cause us to be untraceable, cause us to be untrackable, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So Father God, we cast down every plan of the enemy now. We send fire to every plan, every plot, every ploy of the enemy to come up against us in our minds, in our hearts, in our spirits, oh God, in the name of Jesus. In our bodies, oh God. I send fire to every infirmity. I send fire to every disease, every mental illness. I send fire to it now in the name of Jesus. Have your way, God. Have your way, oh God. I even cover Apostle Tina, oh God. I cover her body. I cover her mind, Father God. I cover her heart, oh God. For everything the enemy is trying to do in her life, oh God, may he roast by fire in the name of Jesus. He must roast by fire in the name of Jesus. Every plan of the enemy must roast in the name of Jesus. Pray now, God, that you will send more fire, that you will send more fire, you will send more fire, you will send more fire to roast the enemy in the name of Jesus. Make it, Father God, hotter than a furnace for the enemy. May it be no rest for the enemy, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for our strength returning back to us. To continue to fight and press and pray. All things that the enemy tried to steal from us, oh God, we thank you for returning them back to us, Father God, pressed down, shaken together, and running over with interest in the name of Jesus. So if the enemy tries to steal your peace, we praise God for returning it back to you with interest. If the enemy tries to steal your joy, we thank God for returning it back to you with interest. If the enemy tries to steal your strength, we thank God for returning it back to you with interest. In the name of Jesus, if the enemy has tried to steal your intimacy with the Father, we thank God for returning it back to you in a greater measure with interest. In the name of Jesus. So we praise you, God. We honor you, oh God. We magnify your name, God, for you are high, holy, and worthy of the praise. We thank you, Father God, for never losing a battle, to forgiving us the ability to fight a fixed fight. We thank you, Father God, for strengthening us even in our faith and belief that you can do exactly what your word says you will do. For we know that you put your word above your name. Therefore, if your word says it, then it is so. In the name of Jesus. We give you glory, God. We thank you, Father God, for the victory, Father. We rejoice, oh God, for the victory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We even thank you for the angels that you assigned to this live to even fight for us, the angels that you even dispatched even before this live began, Father God, who began to go and invade the enemy's camp, oh God. We thank you, Father God, for even for the weapons, Father God, that form against us, that, Father God, that don't prosper. We thank you, Father God, for even those things, Father God, that don't even get to form, because, Father God, you don't even allow it, Father God, for you say to not that one. You say that you cannot do that to my daughter. You cannot do that to my son. I won't let you do that, but I'll let you do this. We thank you, Lord God, for those things that you don't even allow to come to hurt or harm us, oh God, but you, Father God, cancel it before it is even formed fully. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. We thank you that you are a living God. You are a living God. There's nothing dead about you. There's nothing dead about you, oh God. You are living. We serve a living God. So God, we thank you. For there being no other God like you. There being none beside you. So we thank you, Father God, for defeating Leviathan on our behalf, for uprooting, Father God, every tree, every seed, every root of pride, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for completely cleansing us, for completely setting us free. For we know your word says, to whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So, Father God, we thank you for the freedom and for the victory that has been given through Christ Jesus. And I just pray today, Father God, that people will begin to walk in their freedom.
I pray today that they won't turn back, Father God, and turn back to things, Father God, that were once prideful in their lives, oh God. But I pray that those memories are completely erased from them, oh God, that they begin to walk in a new trajectory, Father God, in their newfound freedom, oh God, in the name of Jesus. May they not turn back to those prideful ways. May they not turn back to those manipulative ways, Father God. May they not turn back to those envious and insecure ways, oh God, but may they walk in their freedom that has been given to them through Christ Jesus. May they not, Father God, walk in vanity and haughtiness, oh God. May they not walk in self-righteousness, oh God. But they must walk, Father God, in their freedom that has been given to them, Father God. They must walk, Father God, in the way, Father God, that you have called them to walk in, oh God. I pray now that you even loose the fruit of the Holy Spirit upon them, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Love, joy, peace, faithfulness, long-suffering, goodness, meekness, kindness, self-control. I pray you will loose greater measures of the fruit of the Holy Spirit, Father God, for we know that, Father God, we can see a person by their fruit. We can recognize a tree by the fruit that it bears. May we be found, Father God, as good trees bearing good fruit, oh God, not like the fig tree that did not bear the right fruit in the right season, but may we always bear, Father God, the fruit of the Spirit of the living God in every season, in the name of Jesus. And I forbid Leviathan from being able to return to these vessels, oh God. I forbid Leviathan and Jezebel and any other spirit that was caught up and called out today from being able to return, oh God. I shut down every doorway. I shut down every access point. I shut down every entry point, Father God, with the enemy, Father God, and these people in their lives, oh God. And I seal the access point with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I seal the entry point with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God, and I pray that the blood will speak on our behalf. And forbid every devil, forbid every demon, forbid every witch, forbid every warlock from being able to re-enter in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. I loose more fire, Lord. I loose more fire, Lord. I loose more fire, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Loose your consuming fire and your refining fire, oh God. Consume the enemy, oh God, and refine those areas of our lives, oh God, that was once confounded by the enemy, in the name of Jesus. God, we give you glory. God, we give you honor. God, we give you praise, in the name of Jesus. And it is so, God. And so it shall be. For we know that the fervent and effectual prayers of the righteous, Father God, availeth much. So I pray and I declare that everything that Father God has been said today, Father God, even the prayers that were prayed beyond, Father God, us pressing live, even the prayers that will continue to be prayed tonight, Father God, as a direct, Father God, correlation, Father God, of what was prayed in this time together, Father God, I pray, and Father God, it must stand in the name of Jesus. It must come to pass. So freedom must come to pass. Victory must come to pass. Liberty must come to pass. For we know that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty and there is freedom. So Heavenly Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit will brood and hover and abide in these people, as we know that our bodies are temples for the Holy Spirit. I pray now that you will brood over this atmosphere, that you will brood over their homes, that you will brood over their lives, oh God. Therefore, that liberty must take place. Therefore, their freedom must come to pass. In the name of Jesus, because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom and there is liberty. In the name of Jesus, so Holy Spirit, we invite you in. Holy Spirit, we ask that you will brood over us in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, for allowing us to gather every spoil of war. And for crowning us all with your glory, oh God. Crown us with your glory this night, oh God, in the name of Jesus. For the victory in the battle, Father God, that we have received this night, in the name of Jesus. We give you glory, God. We give you honor, oh God. We give you praise, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus. We just, God, give you a round of applause for the freedom. We give you a round of applause for the freedom, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Round of applause for the freedom, oh God. Round of applause for the liberty, oh God. Round of applause for the crown of glory, oh God, that we have received tonight in the name of Jesus. In the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. It is so, oh God. And so it shall be, saints, in the name of Jesus. Yes, yes, continue to type in the chat. You are free in the name of Jesus. You are free. And Heavenly Father, I pray that as all these prayers have gone forth tonight, Father God, as you have, Father God, set them free from the spirit of Leviathan and pride and every manifestation of pride. And every other spirit that was called up and called out today, I pray that you will loose more of your rivers of living water into them, Father God, to fill them, to flush out, to drive out, to drown out every ungodly spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So every area that was once occupied with something that was ungodly, I pray now they will be filled with the rivers of living water in the name of Jesus. So I declare that your mind is blessed. There shall be no confusion. There shall be no scattering of your mind. I come against every person's mind who feels scattered now in the name of Jesus. I declare stability in your mind. I lose focus in your mind. Every person, Father God, who has felt, Father God, grieved, Father God, or heavy, oh God, I pray now that, Father God, you will loose your rest, oh God. You will loose your yoke and your, Father God, your burden, Father God. For we know that your burden is easy and your yoke is light, oh God. Your yoke is easy and burden is light, oh God. So we loose, Father God, your easy yoke and your light burden, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, everything that Father God has troubled them, Father God, we thank you, Father God, for causing those things to no longer exist in the name of Jesus. Causing those things that once troubled their hearts to no longer exist. Every person who has grown weary in their well-doing, we thank you for giving them a spirit, Father God, that doesn't faint anymore, Father God. We declare that, Father God, those who wait on the Lord, Father God, shall have renewed strength. I pray renewed strength to each and every person under the sound of my voice tonight, oh God. May you renew their strength. May you renew their faith. May you renew their confidence in who you are and your in the ability, Father God, to, that you will stand on your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for renewed minds this night, oh God. We thank you for renewed heart postures tonight, oh God. Renew their heart postures, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I pray that you would even call them into deeper levels, Father God, of intimacy with you, Father God. I thank you, Father, for every area that was once occupied, Father God, by a demonic spirit, being filled with the spirit of the living God in the name of Jesus and the fruit of the Holy Spirit. May there be the evidence, Father God, that they walk in, Father God, in their day-to-day lives in the name of Jesus. May they walk in the fear and trembling of the Lord in the name of Jesus. May they walk in the fear of the Lord, oh God. May they live a life of daily surrender to you, oh God. I pray that your new mercies that are made new every morning shall be their portions, oh God. May they receive your new mercies, oh God, each and every day, Father. May they receive a fresh grace each and every day, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I speak strength to each and every person who is feeling weak, oh God. I speak strength, a supernatural strength, a supernatural strength to every person feeling weak. I speak strength now in the name of Jesus. For the word of God says that we should boast in our weaknesses. That is the perfect time for God to be made perfect in us. He is made perfect in our weakness. So we should boast all the more gladly when we are weak. For therefore he is strong in the name of Jesus. We should boast all the more gladly in our weakness because it gives God the ability for his strength to be perfected in us. See, Kalebeko, when we get to the ends of ourselves, that is when God can be perfected in us all the more, because we are no longer trying to fight for control. We're giving him full control to rule, reign, and take precedence and priority as the Lord over our lives in the name of Jesus. Yes, let the weak say, I am strong. You are strong in the Lord. For he is in you. And we know that greater is he that is within us than he that is in this world. Therefore, since Christ is in you, you are strong. Even when you feel weak in your body, you are still strong because you have the spirit of the living God dwelling within you. You are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. You are strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. We give you glory, O God. We give you honor, O God. We give you glory. We give you honor, O God. I pray for sweet rest tonight, Father God. May, Father God, you continue, Father God, to deal with them even as they are sleeping, oh God. May you visit them in their dreams, oh God. And show them, Father God, how special they are to you. May they not have to contend in their minds as they are resting, oh God. But I pray for sweet rest in the name of Jesus, for sweet sleep in the name of Jesus. And may they wake up feeling completely restored, rejuvenated, and revitalized, oh God, in the name of Jesus. May you even strengthen them in their time of sleeping, oh God. May you strengthen them, Father God, so when they wake up, they feel, Father God, as the more than conquerors that they are, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you for, Father God, restoring all that was lost. We thank you, Father God, for each and every blessing, Father God, that you are pouring out to your sons and daughters, even in this moment, Father God. Whatever that blessing looks like, Father God, may it be rest, Father God, may it be peace, may it be hope, may it be faith, Father God. Whatever the blessing looks like, Father God, we thank you for the outpouring of it now, in Jesus' name, Father God, for you see all and you know all, and you know know exactly what it is that we need, Father God, when we need it, Father God, the most. So, Father God, I thank you for pouring out each and everything that we need in our lives, oh God, to continue to sustain us, Father God, to continue to keep us close to you, Father God, to continue to give us the sustenance that we need as we are on this journey with you, Father God, taking it day after day after day. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, oh God, for the victory. We thank you, oh God, for the restoration, for all that you are continuously pouring out to your sons and daughters this night and even beyond this prayer. In the name of Jesus, and I seal this prayer with the blood of Jesus. Father God, for we know that, Father God, when two or more are gathered in your name, you are in the midst. So we thank you for hearing us tonight, Father. We thank you for inclining your ear to us, oh God. And we thank you, Father God, for the manifestation, Father God, of an answered prayer coming forth expeditiously, in the name of Jesus, suddenly, in the name of Jesus, Father God, without any holdup or delay, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for none of our prayers being held up in the spirit, but them all being answered, Father God, at the proper and according time, Father God, that is already written in the book of destiny for our lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus, no prayer shall be delayed in the second heavens. No prayer shall be held up in the second heavens, but it shall, Father God, come to pass, Father God, suddenly, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And suddenly it came to pass. Even in the times where it seems as though it's not coming to pass, though you've been waiting, you've been praying, you've been fasting, you've been doing all the things that you need to do, I pray for a suddenly in your life, in the name of Jesus. A suddenly it shall come to pass, in the name of Jesus. Suddenly it shall come to pass, in the mighty name of Jesus. We give you glory, God. We give you honor, oh God. And praise in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Continue to have your way, Holy Spirit. Continue to have your way, Holy Ghost. We marvel at your goodness, O God. We thank you, O God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. And amen. We thank you all for joining us tonight for Tuesday night prayers. I pray that your spirit continues to feel stirred tonight. Even beyond this prayer, that you would continue to press into the secret place with the Father. In the name of Jesus, if you feel led to sow into this ministry, this is good ground. Apostle does cover every seed, so you are sowing into good ground. So I encourage you to label your seed tonight, whatever the Holy Spirit is giving you to label it as. Label your seed, tell it where to go in Jesus' name. And join us every Tuesday for Tuesday night prayer, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. We are going to be here praying as the Holy Spirit leads us. We thank you all for even partnering in prayer, praying prayers of healing for Apostle Tina. Continue to keep her uplifted. Continue to keep the ministry uplifted as we are growing and expanding. In Jesus' name, y'all know how to connect with us. You can look us up on YouTube, Facebook, everywhere, Flawed and Free. But you can give tonight. The ways are on the screen, theflawedandfree.com/give to give via our secure website, info@theflawedandfree.com to give via Zelle, and $FlawedFree to give via Cash App. In Jesus' name, we thank you all for joining us, and we will see y'all next time. Bye, everyone. Have a good night.
Thank you for listening and allowing us to be a part of your spiritual journey and growth in Christ. Listen to fresh new episodes weekly on Wednesdays to be equipped with the tools, knowledge, and strategies needed to dispossess the enemy, take dominion, and be delivered into the promises of God. No more wilderness wanderings, warriors. Walk in your purpose and discover your identity where you are free to be me, flawed and free. If you were blessed and empowered by today's show, we would appreciate your sown seed of support through donations and charitable giving as led by the Holy Spirit. You can go now to theflawedandfree.com/give. That's theflawedandfree.com/give. Or you can Cash App us at $flawedfree. On Cash App. We are a nonprofit organization with a 501c3 designation. So all gifts, donations, and sown seeds of support that are given are also tax deductible. Thank you for your seed, for we know that it is placed in good soil, and we pray that you agree. So God bless and live your best life in Christ. Love you later. Till next time.